Yes, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California, featuring Phil Hendry, a man who masters the art of character of... Well, he doesn't have a lot of character. He just does a character voice, what I'm trying to say. Thank you very much for that. But Phil, you go ahead, you open the door for me. I'm going to walk through it. And Margaret Gray with us.
Thank you very much. And here's the man... excuse me. And Bud Dickman, too. And here's the man...
Bobbert. Now, Bobbert, Robert Leonard on assignment.
And now here it is.
Thank you. Here it is.
That's about all I can muster right now, Phil, okay? Here it is, all right? I have great respect for you, but when I'm hung out to dry and twist in the breeze by this here and that...
Phil, I want to just say this to Phil. I don't like being referred to as this or that.
Yeah, same thing. He looks at me like I'm a nit.
You know, I'm going to say this only one time. I walk onto the airwaves of this here show... And I'm trying my very best to keep my cool without tearing somebody apart.
What's wrong? What's wrong with you?
What are you laughing at?
What is wrong with you?
I'll tell you what's wrong with me. I've got nothing but nonstop phone calls, and I'll say it, Chef Chedilia, and you know what? Come what may, I got nothing but nonstop phone calls from that fat slob Chef Chedilia.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, we're gonna hear about that.
Ask me if I care. Ask it about what is it that Hendry's trying to do to me? What is he trying to do to Ted's of Beverly Hills? What's this ice cream? Blah, blah, blah. I said, Chef, take it up with Phil. And he's spitting and gurgling into the phone.
Why was he calling you?
I don't know. I guess it's because he thinks that somehow, because I'm the female, I'm the one to relate to or talk to when it comes to cooking segments.
Well, we're not doing a cooking segment.
I told him that.
He talked to you, too.
Yeah, he called me. He said, what's this cooking segment? What Phil's gonna... What's he doing? And I said, you're on a diet, essentially.
Yeah, I'm on a diet. So what? It's not that I'm not keeping it a secret.
Well, it isn't that you're keeping it a secret. It's that you're eating ice cream. I don't know.
Yeah, but what happened was... Chef Chedilia thinks because he likes to eat and he's trying to lose weight, but he likes to eat. And he eats and he eats and he eats. And I told him, I said, I can't do anything about it.
Wait, now he's upsetting you.
Yeah, because he's calling me up.
All right, wait, I got it, bud. Don't worry. He's calling all of us up because he hasn't got the guts to face you and saying Hendry is all of a sudden laughing and giggling his way through a diet eating ice cream. What's going on? So, I thought we were having him on the show tonight.
Yes, he's going to come on the show tonight to promote Ted's of Beverly Hills.
That's right.
Well, you're going to be in for a big surprise because he and Ted both have been upset ever since you dropped it on the air that you're eating 3 pints of ice cream a day.
Yeah, that was the thing.
No, I'm not eating 3 pints of ice cream a day.
Well, what is it that you said?
I said, and by the way, I'm not being paid. This is not a paid spot. Halo ice cream.
Yeah, right there.
That's the one. He was screaming and spitting into the phone.
I got him on the phone right now in a few...
Wait a minute. No, I do not want to get him on the air. Tell him to chill out.
Yes, Jeff. Phil said he got to chill out. Just sit there and just chill. Huh? Yeah, sure. But I like the ranch flavor.
Give me the phone, Chef. Just hold on for...
What?
Hold on for a minute, Jack, okay? Yeah, I know your name isn't Jack. I know your name isn't Jack. Hold on. All right, you know, I don't give a...
Not it.
Go ahead, hit the jingle. We'll bring his Ted there.
Is Mrs. Bell there? I'm not Mrs. Bell. Is Mr. Bell there? I didn't mean to call you Mr. No, we're not.
Ted, will you hold on for a minute?
God, pull the phone right out of my hand.
I did. Here we go. What is with everybody's voice cracking around here?
You make a lot of people... You scare a lot of people, Phil, okay? You scare people to death.
Yeah. All right, let's go over to Ted's of Beverly Hills here at the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Here we go. Ted.
Hey, everybody. Ted Bell here. Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Huh? Give me a break. Give Chef Carl Chedilia a break. Give us all a break here in the restaurant business. Come on down and enjoy a big, juicy Ted's of Beverly Hills day. Yeah, you know I do. Hold on, Philly. Just... You know that I want to, when I say that I want to put my meat in your mouth, all I'm saying is I'd like to take my meat and I'd smell from the soup stuff. You know something?
Ted, every time we go here with you...
Wait a minute. Ted's of Beverly Hills, a longtime sponsor of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and get a load of him trying to butt in. We love you, Phil, as you try to push and elbow and butt your way into the...
What's the problem?
Did you hear that? He goes, huh? Phil, Chef Cedilia, did Margaret and the general do the dishes?
Yeah, they did, and he did, and she did, and that's all well and good. I'd like to just do this the way we usually do it. I'd like to get Ted back on the air here, and we'll introduce you in due course, Chef. Is that all right?
Yeah, whatever. Throw the phone at me. God, he throws the phone at me. Oh, my God, what is it?
What's wrong?
That's cream cheese and egg yolk. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
He gives me the phone, Phil, my phone, okay? And it's coated with but it looked like semen. And
Yeah, Mr. Bell. Yeah, Mr. Henry is very upset because you said semen.
But Ted, watch the language. No, I'm starting this segment all over again. No, I'm starting this segment all over again, okay? All over again is what we're going to do here.
I told you it wasn't cum. I said,
turn it off.
Oh my God, Phil, you almost took my hand off. I'm sorry, Mark. I didn't see your hand was on the console. Let me talk to him. Ted, better get that fat slob you got for a chef. Yeah, now, yes, I am pissed off.
No, I'll do it. And now Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Ted?
All right, Phil, thanks so much, and we hope you enjoy coming to Ted's of Beverly Hills. We're going to be talking to Phil about some things that I believe he could be doing better for us. That's right, Phil. You can hang up on me now if you want to.
I'm not hanging up on you.
Well, whatever it was that you think you're doing or you think you were...
Mr. Henry, I want to apologize for what I said. I didn't know that I was on the air.
Well, it's been ever since you guys came on here a few minutes ago, I can't seem to get anybody's attention. I can't seem to get anybody to listen to what it is I'm trying to say. Then you all of a sudden hand them a phone that's coated with, I don't know what it was that you said, Ted.
It's cream cheese and egg yolk.
Cream cheese and egg yolk. And I apologize because I should have wiped the phone off.
What is the issue here tonight, Chef Cedilia? I understand you spoke both with Margaret Gray and with General Shaw.
Well, let me just tell you.
Hold on. Wait a minute. That you spoke with Margaret Gray and General Shaw about some problem you're having with the ice cream.
Yes, and here's what I am trying to say, and I tried to tell Ted this. I understand that you're on a diet, Phil. And I commend you for that. There are a great many of us trying to diet. I'm trying to diet. Even as I serve up the different desserts, the great many dishes, potato dishes, as well as the meats and fish dishes that we serve at Ted's of Beverly Hills, I'd like to lose some weight. And I like to eat. Now I found out that you've been eating a pint of ice cream a day.
No, I have not been eating a pint of ice cream a day.
I got that wrong. 3 pints.
Yeah, that was it, Phil. I understand it was 3 pints of ice cream a day, which is fine with me, all right? My issue with you is you're not eating...
Wait a minute. I'm not eating 3 pints of ice cream a day. There's a brand that I eat of ice cream that I like, and I have eaten 3 pints in a day. It's a little under 1,000 calories. I like ice cream, but I'm not living on this stuff, and I'm not eating it daily.
Well, okay, if I'm getting the information wrong, but here, I think, is the essential point. While I work my tail off, and I do, I work my tail off, getting the dishes and the creams and the yogurts and, you know, and I battle a weight problem myself, and I'm hearing about you eating ice cream. And this is a brand of ice. What is this brand of ice cream called?
It's called Halo Ice Cream, right, Phil?
It's Halo Ice Cream, and I want to make this point, and I made this point to the pre-show. They're not a sponsor. I'm not getting paid to mention their name. Sure, if they want to sponsor the show, that's fine, but it doesn't make any GD difference to me at this point whether they do or not. But I find that it's a great dessert. It is low in calories. It's only like 300 per pint, something like that. And yeah, there was one time I said, I think I sat down and ate a...
You ate 3 pints in one sitting, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, it was delicious.
Well, what is this stuff?
It's called Halo Ice Cream. They make a peanut butter, a chocolate...
Well, all right, so can I interrupt?
Go ahead.
So they make a peanut butter, and they make a chocolate, and they make all of that, and meanwhile, I'm making cream dishes, and I'm making dips, and I'm making sour cream dishes and things like that. And I can't, and I'm putting on weight, and I'm getting fatter and fatter.
All you gotta do is just stop eating.
Stop eating? I'm a chef, all right? It's easier said than done.
You know, Chef, I don't know. I'm not trying to get you tempted. You saying it's tempting you?
I'm saying that I've tried to diet,
and you're successfully dieting, and you're eating ice cream. Okay, all right, listen, I got to step in. I can't have this.
No, I don't want to hear it either. I'm going to hear you guys start crying like you did the other day, Ted. It, you know, we're going to have to stop the interview.
Like, oh, my God, like I did the other day.
You did, Ted. You started gagging and spitting and choking like a child.
Because Phil was... I was being accused of... Oh, boy. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I think it's difficult, and the point I'm trying to make, it's difficult for many of us who are trying to lose weight, listening to you on the air saying, well, I found a delicious ice cream, and I'm eating pint after pint after pint. And I remember I heard that, and I was sitting down, and I was looking into a mirror that I have at a table. It's a makeup table. I don't put on makeup, but I just have a mirror to comb my hair. And I took a bookend and I threw it into the mirror, because what I saw looking back at me was a fat man, okay? Just a fat... What's happening, Phil? So it's depressing. When you talk about, hey, hi, I'm on a diet, and by the way, I'm eating 3 pints of ice cream a day, so why don't you stick that up your ass? You know, that hurts.
I have never said anything of the sort. You're not talking that way, Ted. What are you intimating?
What am I intimating? Has Phil not talked about eating ice cream?
Phil's talking about eating Halo ice cream, which is a low-calorie ice cream, and it is. I've actually tried it. It's very, very good.
Yeah, they got like cookie and cream, and
oh yeah, see, that's what I mean. I that's going through my mind, and I looked into the mirror, and I saw my face, my fat face, looking back at me. And I said, I hate you. And I picked up a bookend, and I smashed the mirror. I smashed the mirror. You know what I'm saying? So, Phil, I understand that Chef Chidilli is being rather dramatic.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, fine. Oh, no, I didn't try to... Give me the phone back, Chef, okay? See, you have to wipe this off. Oh, Jesus. I wiped it off. God. Why... What cream cheese and egg yolk, what is that? None of your business. I'm making a...
So, the point you're making...
The point I'm making, Phil, is that as a... One of the places there where we buy ad time, you're not exactly putting forth the Ted Bell message when you're making my chef feel as if when he looks in the mirror, he hates the fat face looking back at him.
Then he should go on a diet, the same diet. If you'd like, Chef, I can tell you what it is I'm doing.
I can't do that, okay? I work at Ted Bell. All right, here, I'll do it. Phil, the problem is, he can't go on your diet. He works at Ted's of Beverly Hills. It's a steakhouse, okay?
Ted, we've discussed this before.
A steakhouse.
All right, Ted, I got you, okay?
I understand.
And I'm not eating steak. I'm not eating red meat. In fact, I don't eat red meat anymore.
This is a problem, Phil. If I'm buying time on your show and you don't even eat red meat... What am I doing but, you know...
Yeah, what are you doing but you're paddling to me? And I'm not trying to be funny either, because I take Mr. Bell's side on this. What is he doing? If you're not eating meat, what's Ted Bell doing? All he's doing is spanking the meat, you know?
Yeah, we heard you the first time, Dickman.
Yeah, you think I'm kidding, but that's it.
You know, the kid's making a point, Phil. He's making it badly, but he's making a point. If you're not eating meat, Ted Bell's spanking meat.
Jesus Christ, and I see this.
You know what, I take that back. I don't think that was such a great thing that the kid said.
Well, you endorsed it the first time, so now it's out there in the world. No doubt it'll be quoted on the fan page tomorrow.
Oh, quoted on your fan page. Well, aren't you a lucky man?
I'm just telling you, man, if you say something like that is as catchy and is as memorable as if Mr. Henry isn't eating meat, then all I'm doing is spanking meat, you know.
I didn't say it, though. He said it.
I haven't got it said, Mr. Henry. I mean, you give. I'm not trying to take credit, but please don't make Mr. Bell sound like he's the one that said it.
What's going on? All I heard was, if you ain't eating meat, you're spanking it. And boy, I'll tell you, those are words to live by. Tell you that.
All right, I want to say this. I enjoy having you as a sponsor, Ted. I think you have a great product. I eat at your place. You know, when I started eating salmon, Chef Chidilia came up with the most delicious pesto salmon I've ever had in my life.
All right. Thank you very much, Phil, but that's my job, okay? My job is to take something like when a horse just shoved out of its own rear end onto the stable floor, and I have to turn that into chocolate pie. That's the what. That's the world that you give to him, Phil. That's what you say to Chef Chedilia. Here you go. Here's something a horse just pushed out of his ass. Turn that into chocolate mousse. You don't want to know what he does? This good man, this kind man, he does it. He turns horse shit into mousse. Chocolate, tasty mousse. Fluffy, light mousse that you would take home in a doggy bag, if I allowed doggy bags in Tangier Beverly Hills, but as you know, I don't.
That's right. We do not allow doggy bags because our food is so good. You eat it all here, or we take it and throw it in the street. That's what we do.
I understand. I know that's what you do.
That's what we do at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
All right. So, Chef Chedilia, I have to tell you, Ted Bell is not, he doesn't sponsor every show. He does, like, today is Friday. This is generally a day that Ted sponsors our show. But on the days that he doesn't, I can't just stay away from topics having to do with my life. If I'm on a diet and I happen to find a good product to eat while I'm on the diet, that's what I'm going to do.
Well, how many diets have you been on anyway, Phil? Every time I talk to you, you're on a diet.
Yeah, that's the thing, Phil. And it's a very bad thing if you're constantly dieting and you've got Ted's of Beverly Hills sponsoring, where we have meat dishes, fish dishes, cheese, garlic, mashed potatoes, everything like that. And then we have, what was the thing you were just, and you're not eating meat, which basically means when Phil, you know, we should change the advertising and say, Phil Henry's not eating meat, we spank it and spank it and spank it. What is your problem anyway? I take interest in what happens at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
All right, but it's my restaurant. I'm a sense where the guy's going to lose the money. Oh, look at it. Here's Canoza. Rudy Canoza, Phil.
Let me have the phone, Phil. This has nothing to do with me. I think you should eat as you wish, drink as you wish, enjoy life as you wish.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Hold on, Ted. You may own the restaurant, but I got the bar in this place. And let me tell you, it's not been easy trying to keep the business going into Ted's of Beverly Hills in the middle of a pandemic while you're out front tap dancing and scrambling for change that people throw.
I had to do something.
No, you stand up like a man. And when the business was bad, you get around behind the bar, you make good, stiff, hard drinks for men to get drunk on. And you take the days and you take the times as they come. And you, Chef Chedilia, you're crying about the fact that Phil Henry eats ice cream. All you do all the live long day is take a napkin, put it in the bottom of popcorn boxes, soak it in the melted butter, and suck on it like it's a lollipop.
That is a filthy lie.
No, that is not a lie. I've seen you do it. I've seen you melt butter in the popcorn boxes that you buy, put together, put some old popcorn in the bottom, dip the napkin in, and suck on the napkin.
You really do that?
I did it one time. That guy is lying, and I only wish this was a bar fight season.
All right, hold on, everybody, because I've been listening to this going back and forth, back and forth.
You know it's your... No, I don't know.
Wait a minute. If you're pulling your advertising, Ted, then go ahead and pull it.
I'm not pulling my advertising. I'm saying, with you on a diet... And you eating ice cream on that diet, A, you're not eating meat. Is that Robin Mead?
Yeah, she's a piece of ass, isn't it?
Will you come on, man, and listen to, and talk to me?
Sorry. If you're not eating meat and you're eating Halo ice cream, 1,000 calories of it a day, it makes the whole restaurant. It means you don't need Ted's of Beverly Hills. You don't need us for shit. Okay?
All right, man. I'm the guy that gets to drop the four-letter words around here.
Bill, I want to say this one thing. I love the fact that you come into the restaurant and the association that we have with the Phil Henry Show. I don't know what these chumps are talking about here.
Just like you to stab me in the back, to stick it in deep, twist it, break it off, take another one, stick that in.
Okay, we get the point here, guys, and I'm sorry this has become so antagonistic. I'm eating that ice cream because it tastes good, because it's low-cal, it's a damn good product. Yeah, what can I tell you, man? You know, I mean, my diet, Chef Chedilia, consists of fish, halibut, salmon. I do that because it's a low sodium protein source. I'm generally, you know, as you know, the last 3 years I've been vegan pretty much. No meat at all, no chicken, no fish, no nothing. But after I found out I was, you know, I had this hypertension, I had to get some kind of, I had to go on a diet, and I had to also at the same time get some protein going.
Why do you think I care? Why are you making me listen to all of this?
You're the guy bellyaching about the fact that I'm talking about Halo ice cream.
Because it makes me, when I look in the mirror, and I look at my fat, bulging face looking back at me, and I say, I eat ice cream, but my face is getting bigger.
That's right. You know, I'm shocked. None of us have weighed in on any of this. We're listening to you clowns talking.
But I think you said you pick up a bookend and throw it and smash. You throw it at your face.
That's right. I look at my face and I throw a bookend and I smash the mirror.
Now, you know what? You're just unhappy and you need to go to a psychiatrist or something.
Oh, wow. Isn't he smart?
Smarter than any of you guys, I'll tell you that. Bud's saying something that needs to be said. You need a doctor, Chef Chedilia. Looking in the mirror and seeing your fat face and throwing a bookend and smashing the window.
It's called a mirror, not a window.
I said a window. I mean a mirror.
A window or a mirror? Hey, Ted, you know what?
Okay, thanks very much, guys. It's great to have you as a sponsor, Ted, but we got to get going because I have another sponsor, Sheath Underwear, coming up.
Sheath Underwear? What is that? That's the Sheath Underwear. It's what you put your... Okay, well, thanks a lot, Phil. You know, come on in for some salmon, I guess. At Ted's of Beverly Hills Salmon House.
Wow.
What?
See you later, man.
Wait, would you say something? Hello? Hello?
Ted's We're ending the segment.
Hello, bro. Come on down. Give me the phone. I'll do it. This is Rudy Canosa. Come into the prime rib room. Get yourself a drink. Have a good time. At Ted's of Beverly Hills, usually it's a good time when Ted and the chef here are at home, you know, with a towel to their asses.
Eat in your mouth.
Yeah, right. Did you hear that? You know.
Yeah, I'm glad I stayed out of that.
Yeah, that's so that's another sponsor going south.
I don't think so. I think those guys will be back. No question in my mind. We'll be right back in the world-famous Phil Henry Show with an update from Jeff Dowder on the Tour de France, or Tour de France, or whatever the hell it is.
The Tour de France, that's what it's called, and it's exciting, and I'll be very interested to hear what Jeff Dowder...
Yeah, Jeff Dowder, who is a cyclist himself, he's, you know...
Yeah, well, I mean, he rides a bike.
He rides a bike.
He rides a bike. You rode a bike through China. Why don't you do the report?
Because we need somebody to do... I don't know what I'm looking at, because we got somebody... I don't know why. I'm just not doing it.
Great. Thanks a lot. We'll be right back.
And welcome back, everybody, to the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Here, then, Phil Henry.
Thank you, Margaret. Thank you so much. The Tour de France. You guys been watching this?
I've seen a little bit of it.
No, but you've been talking about it. I have been talking about it. I like it. It's fun to watch.
Well, the countryside that they're going through is quite breathtaking. I don't understand. After that, I don't get it.
And frankly, I don't either. But what I like about it is I used to ride a 10-speed because I did it for my health. Like in the early 80s, I had all kinds of I don't even want to get into...
Yeah, you're feeling depressed and everything.
Don't tell everybody. But I needed to exercise. Let's put it that way. And exercise is great for everything, not only physiologically, but also psychologically. It helps your mood. So I started, and then I was in China. I told you guys, many of you, all of you, ad nauseum. Yes, okay.
Yeah, we know the China story, Phil.
Well, I'm going to tell it again. Okay?
Yes, sir. Wow.
So I went to China, and I rode through the countryside of China on a 10-speed and became very interested in cycling. So the Tour de France has a certain, it holds a certain charm for me. And it is a very beautiful, the way they're covering it nowadays, NBC, the European networks, I mean, they have all kinds of aerial shots. They have motorcycles of some kind that are traveling alongside of the cyclists and in front of them. So you've got really good camera angles.
And they're also going through some, as you mentioned, some lovely villages. You see the farmland, the sheep and the cheeses.
What do you mean you see the cheeses?
You see, look, Bud.
Well, Bud's asking a question, Margaret.
You go through, the aerial shots show you the beautiful farms, and you can well imagine the milkmaid and the cheese. I don't know. Yeah.
The milkmaid and the cheese.
When you look at the farm and you see a cow and you can see some frog.
Jesus. All right, Margaret, we have to go down the frog route.
Well, you're pissing me off, all right?
Yeah, well, anyway, I mean, I understand what Ms. Gray means, because it looks like there's probably cheese.
Yeah, there's going to be cheese, Jack. They probably got wine, they got cheese, they got great food, they got nice people.
Oh, they got nice people now, Henry. I remember when you were all about, you got back from France on that one trip, talking about how you got into it at the Picasso Museum.
All right, well, I ain't like that anymore, okay? People change, man. As the facts change, so does me.
You're Phil Henry.
Yeah, all right.
Anyway, Jeff Dowder is joining us from Temple City, California. And Jeff, you've been watching the Tour de France, as we all have, and people were asking me, well, why am I talking to you about it?
Well, you know, it's really interesting.
interesting, Mr. Henry. Thanks a lot. The reason why you're talking to me about it is because I happen to be an individual very interested in keeping, you know, the environment as free of carbons as I possibly can, and keep it as free of toxins and waste material. And I think cycling, as I have said to you, and I know you and you and you and you.
When you say you and you and you, you're talking about us?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mr. Gray. I mean, General Gray. I am talking about you, but I'm talking about all of the audience. That cycling represents, I guess you could say, the original fast transit. Before that, well, we did have horses, but that is the use of raw animal power, and
animal, not animal.
I'm sorry. Yeah, animal power, as opposed to man locomoting himself across the countryside using something other than just his own legs. It was the development of the bicycle.
But let me ask you something here before we go any further. This whole thing with bicycle, let's knock that off.
Yeah, that's not how it's pronounced, Jeff.
Oh, okay, man. I heard the Dooleys talking about it when they was talking about the bicycle shorts.
I know, but that's not how you pronounce it. It's bicycle, and if you want, you can just say cycle.
Well, I don't know. I mean, most people cycle. That could be anything. A cycle could be some sort of physiologic period where you're expelling something.
All right, but you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. I totally do.
All right, so tell me about the Tour de France, Jeff, as you understand it. I don't think we need to know names necessarily, but how it looks overall, what the scoring is like, what the riders are going for during these are individual stages, right?
Yeah, you ride the Tour de France in individual stages, and one stage maybe 20 miles, the other one maybe 30 miles, and they have the sprints, and they have the mountain climbers, and they have different competitions within the competition, okay, to score points. And so, like, there's this one dude, Mark Cavendish. He's British. He's a real good sprinter. And they have another guy by the name of Tadej Pogačar or something. He's the dude that is...
What is the guy's name? What is it, Pogačar?
I think it's Tadej. He's this dude from Slovenia.
Talk about Slovenia.
That's what I just said, man.
Yeah, Slovenia, not Slovenia.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, yeah... And so he's the overall leader, but then they have the individual guys that are winning the individual stages, okay? And that's why, like, for instance, that one dude, Mark Cavendish, he's won 34 stages, you know, and...
He's won 34 stages in this race?
Yeah, I don't know. They said he's won as many stages as this guy named Eddie Merckx, who's the overall
He's talking about individual stages won over the course of many Tour de Frances, correct?
What?
Aren't you talking, Jeff, about the fact that this man Cavendish won 34 stages over the many Tour de France that he's been in?
Well, okay, yeah, you're right. I don't say Tour de France or whatever. I say Tour de France.
But, well, I'm simply pronouncing it the way that the French, the Tour de France or the Tour de France. All right. Okay, Margaret, we get it.
Yeah, Margaret, we understand you speak French.
We.
Yeah, hey.
You try that all right, hey, one more time, and I'm going to turn it around and park it right back up where it came from, which is essentially where everything comes from that goes into the toilet, into the ocean, and the fish go, ooh.
Can we grow up now?
Can we throw up now?
Can we grow up now?
Yes, sir, mein Führer. Oh, my God. This is the way he treats women, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, Margaret, you can just, you know, what we ought to do is give you your own podcast.
That is something I have wanted now for quite some time.
We'll have the Margaret Gray. I think it's time that the Margaret Gray podcast.
What about me?
Okay, you can have one, too.
I don't want one.
Are you guys still want to talk to me, or do you want me to hang up? And there's a lot of things I could...
No, we do. We are talking to you, Jeff. So, all right. So, the stages, as Margaret said, these are 34 stages over the course of a long career.
Yeah, absolutely. And this other dude, Eddie Merckx, he comes from Belgium. Well, he had the record. Now, he's still alive. He's like 87 or 68. I forget how old he is. But he said, I don't care if they break my record. Doesn't bother me at all.
What are you talking about, man? So the guy, he doesn't care?
No, man, he doesn't care because he says that that's what records are for, to be broken.
All right, so how do things go today? Don't they climb, weren't they in a mountainous terrain?
Yeah, they were. They're in the southern, they're in the southern France, where the Pyrenees Mountains are, and they were doing some climbing, and so, I mean, you could tell that these guys were worn out. Well, I ought to make a mention about the many crashes that they've had, and the first crash, they had a lot of crashes.
Yeah, I seen the one where the lady hit a sign.
Okay, well, I'm going to talk about it, man.
Hold on, bud. Go ahead.
Yeah, so at the beginning of the race, back in June, wherever they started, like in Paris or...
Well, I'm sure they don't start it in Paris. That's where they're going to wind up.
Well, wherever they started, some lady stuck a sign out in the road that said, "Hey, Grandma, Grandpa, what up?" You know, or I don't know what it said. And she stuck the sign out, and like 15 or 20, all these riders ran into the sign, and they crashed. Man, it was radical, I can tell you that.
Yeah, they all crashed. Guys got, I mean, it was bad.
Okay, so how many riders were knocked out?
I don't know, man. I mean, I think two or three riders. A lot of guys got injured, and two or three riders, and the lady, she took off, she ran off, she hid. Cops had to go search for her. Finally, they found her and dragged her out of where she was and beat her. They had to beat her pretty bad. They stuck her in a police car. They told her, man, that they were going to beat her even harder until she came back and apologized. And
oh, bull crap. She didn't. None of that happened. The lady turned herself in, and the police said they won't release her name because she was very distraught. The tour has decided they will not sue her, but it is still possible that the writers will. Okay, why don't you have that information, Jeff?
Well, I mean, yeah, I got that information, but basically that's what happened.
They did not drag her out of where she was and beat her.
You know what, man? I don't know. She said she turned herself in, but we're going to have to take her word for it.
What do you mean, she said?
When, as soon as they let her out, she goes, "Yeah, I turned myself in, and it's all good, and now I'm going home."
Wait a second. Didn't they know how she was captured?
Who's they?
The press.
Well, yeah, no, they didn't. They had to find out. They found out from her. She goes, hey, what up? You know, I turned myself in, and you know, and now I've turned myself out, or I mean, they let me go.
Well, what was going on all the time when she was in jail? The press didn't know.
What do you mean the press didn't know?
Jeff, let me just say this. If she's in jail, the press must have known how she got into jail.
Yeah, she told them. She turned herself in.
But I don't believe that because when did she talk to them?
When she was leaving. Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, so...
Yeah. All right, so, Jeff, that's a great report. That's some stellar reporting.
No. I understand that what you mean. How could they know about it? Yeah, how would they, you know,
Great stuff, Jeff.
Well, you know something, man? At least you got a report. You know, there's a lot of podcast stuff don't even have no...
They could have... Yeah, I could have done a better job, and I've never even been a Tour de France.
I haven't been to one either, man. I'm watching on TV. Okay? I'm just seeing what I'm seeing, and I'm saying what I'm saying.
Well, all that bullshit about the lady turning herself in... or she didn't turn herself, or whatever, they dragged her kicking and screaming and beat her half to death, and then she said that she turned her... What did she say?
I forget, man. I just...
Okay, Jeff, I get it. So thanks a lot. You know what? I could have done a better report. I'm sitting on my ass watching on TV.
Okay, man. Then why don't you have yourself do it? Yeah, just call yourself up next time and go, "Yeah, Phil, it's Phil. Would you do a report on the Tour de France? Because Jeff's just... He's just taking the pooch and going, yeah, all right, you know, with a hip thrust and everything."
All right, yay.
Well, he's right. Yeah, he is right. So the Tour de France, here's how it went. There's a bunch of cats riding bicycles. It looks fantastic. That one guy is in the lead. He's the yellow jersey guy. There's a green jersey guy, Mark Cavendish. He's a great sprinter. There's a leather Sonny Cobrelli. There's a bunch of other great riders. They're going through some really cool countryside. I don't know how they score it. I don't know what all those arches means. I don't know what the green jersey means, the yellow jersey. And I don't know what happened to that lady. She turned herself in. They said, yeah, fine, split.
Good one, Phil. It was fantastic.
Thank you.
That's been the world-famous Phil Henry Show for the El Pacifico in Southern California. Don't forget, tonight is chat night. That's right, tonight at 7 Pacific. Phil chats with the BSPs. Yippee!
And we're giving away a shot glass.
We're going to give away merch of your choice tonight, a trivia question that I'll come up with. And then we will give away to the winner
the merchandise of their choice.
Yeah, we haven't done that in a long time.
Well, we're doing it tonight on the BSP chat, 7 o'clock at philhenryshow.com. Thanks to everybody. Thanks a lot, Jeff, for nothing, man.
Hey, man, well, don't ask me to do a report, okay?